Our sports takeout comes from Takeaway Sports contributor Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. We're talking, of course, about the NFL football weekend. First 2 weeks of the season, you can't really say anything about it. I mean, we talk a good game, but it's rule of threes in the NFL. Patterns start to develop, and we've got some comebacks happening on the West Coast this weekend.
Well, I want to tell you, the stories that I'm following right now, a story that I wasn't really following them until now, San Francisco versus the Vikings. Michael Crabtree is their number one draft pick, and he's still been holding out. He's got $20 million on the table, but he's still holding out. He's going to be watching San Francisco as they probably will have a tough game against the Vikings. There's also the New Orleans Saints versus the Buffalo Bills. I love that matchup because they're the two worst passing defenses in the league. And so you have it should be a game of fireworks, but I think the Bills are going to pull this one out. The Saints, led by Drew Brees, he's an amazing quarterback. A couple weeks ago, I said that Philip Rivers was Drew Brees. I confused the two, but Philip Rivers is the quarterback. Rivers is the quarterback for the San Diego Chargers, and Drew Brees is the quarterback for the New Orleans Saints. They're both high-rated passers. Another game that I'm following is Atlanta Falcons at the New England Patriots, and I'll tell you why, because the Patriots are going to exact some revenge after getting beaten last
week.
They hope.
They look pretty bad.
Exactly. So, and also, everyone in the country, particularly in Michigan, is rooting for their...
could do it this weekend.
Well, it's a vigil.
They truly could do it this weekend. The reason why...
Let's remind people what we're talking about here. This is a vigil for the Detroit Lions.
Who are at 19.
0-19. Haven't won a game for 19. They could actually change that this week.
Exactly, because they're playing a team that's deplorable
possibly worse.
Exactly, in the face of the Washington Redskins, so that should be an interesting game. And I'm really rooting for Detroit on this one. And then finally, obviously, Miami versus the San Diego Chargers. The only reason why I mention this game is because you're going to see the exact opposite type of offenses go against each other. The Chargers will be a high-flying offense, and Miami's going to be a grinded out. They're going to run the ball. Uh-huh. So,
well, you got the Chargers struggled last week, it seems like. You got the San Francisco 49ers that seem to be doing well on the West Coast. What about that Broncos game? They're 2-0 and going up against the Oakland Raiders, and a lot of people on the West Coast would love to see the Raiders back into it. They haven't been into it in a while.
It's not just the West Coast. It's Raider Nation.
Yeah.
And Raider Nation, I think, is happier than they've ever been. And I honestly, that's one of the games that I'm really looking forward to because I think the Raiders are going to pull this one out.
All right. And just like the Cowboys are America's sort of smiley face team, the Raiders are America's sort of
snarly face team.
Snarly face team. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, thanks so much.
Good morning.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.